Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Well, good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today we have a special guest from across the pond. Ian Thompson from Iris Star Practice Management is going to join us today. So, in practice management, we've done a number of different sessions on the levels of products that are in the market. And because of the pandemic, frankly, Brian, we had the opportunity to review lots of products. When we tackled our practice management review project, we thought there'd be 15-20, and today I discovered actually another one last week that I know of at least 35 different practice management products, and the levels vary all over the place. So, there's very simplistic practice management products out there, and then there's some fairly complex ones. So how would you differentiate the different levels of practice management products? And Star Practice Management, in my mind, the Iris product, is a high-end product, in fact, may be the highest-end product available.
All right. So thanks, Randy, and good to be here with you. The thing that I would say about practice management is that it's changing. We're moving from a world where we have all these discrete applications. We have time and billing, and then we have workflow, and then we have portal, and we have document management, and we have CRM. And all of those things are starting to move closer together. And we're seeing more integration between disparate applications. We're seeing fewer people, especially at the high end, married to the suites of applications from the traditional publisher vendors. They're starting to pick out the things that work for them. And so the world is changing, just like it changed. I've said many times, we went forward 10 years in adoption of virtual meetings and virtual work management in the first 10 months of the pandemic. And so what I would say is that, there's an entry level that deals with bookkeeping and basic level tax returns that's focused on just getting the work out and just some basic to-do items. Then there's a mid-level where we deal with larger projects, more mid-market clients, things like that. And then at the high end, we're seeing, this is changing, where there's getting to be more and more integration across here. But we're starting to see now much more sophistication, document automation, CRM integration, things like that, to try to move things forward. And so one of the better products in the market, in my mind, is Star Practice Management. And so with that, I'll just go ahead and turn it over to Ian. Ian, tell us about yourself and tell us about Star Practice Management.
Brian, thank you. And Randy, thank you also. And Brian, the check is already in the mail about that integration piece, because that's one of the things I was going to talk about. And I think that's an important thing to get out there today.
Well, the market's spoken,
Indeed, <you know. laughs> indeed. So I guess we're just in step with it. Or maybe it's following us. I don't know. Discuss. But to introduce myself, my name is Ian Thompson. I'm a senior manager at Star, primarily on the account management and business development side. And Star came into the Iris group 2 years ago. I've been with Star overall 25 years, and I've been involved in practice management software for the accounting profession and other software for the accounting profession, if you go back far enough, for over 35 years now. So quite a lot of experience there. And for the last 10 or 11 years or so, had a lot of focus on the United States and Canada, where STAR has had a lot of success over that time. In fact, we now have well over a third of the top 100 CPA firms in the US using the STAR product. And Iris overall has over half in conjunction with our StableMate solution practice engine. But I mean, the fact that we have over a third of those top 100 firms, I think is exactly to your point about it being a high-end solution. It really is a solution that's aimed at the sort of firms of about 100 people or more, I would say, as a rough rule of thumb. And that is because it is a what we call a consulting-led solution. It's more of a mini ERP solution. So although it is an established piece of, you know, software, it is highly, highly configurable, and how different firms have it deployed in their business can vary greatly. Not just within the modularity of the fact that it is these different things in terms of, yes, it's got a CRM capability. Yes, it has a due dates capability. Yes, it can do engagement budgeting hard word to get out, along with all of the meat and potatoes of time and billing. But different firms will take different pieces out of that. They will deploy them in different ways. They will then want to integrate them with different solutions that they already had, touching on one of the points again that you made earlier. So some firms will have STAR tied in with their CRM solution, their HR solution, their document management solution, and so forth, because firms aren't interested in having, you know, islands of technology or being overly committed to one particular vendor. I think it's probably also fair to say, I think some people have fallen foul of that in the past and don't necessarily want to go there a second time. So, you know, we see our position in the market, particularly in the US and Canada, but also globally, because, you know, we do provide this product around the same product around the world, as very much the sort of flagship product. And one of the reasons that Iris wanted us on board was that they wanted a high-end flagship practice management solution that they could go to any sizable market in the world and be able to talk confidently about.
Yeah, and that makes good sense to me. And obviously, we've had a bit of background and, you know, a few situations where we've worked together. Well, that was part of the reason I wanted to have you in as a guest. Iris itself is kind of an interesting story in that they have a lower-end practice management product with workflow, Centa, and mm-hmm. then the mid-market product, which, you know, I've recommended to, I think, dozens of firms is not an underestimate on that. In fact, I was talking with one of those firms in the past 48 hours, loosely. But Practice Engine, pretty mm-hmm. dominant, and then STAR Practice Management at the top. But I think in the last few weeks, STAR Practice Management did get the new name of Iris STAR Practice Management. So it's going to be a bit more of a mouthful, I suspect, to say. Yeah. But I'm going to do my best because I always try to get those brands right. But, yeah. You know, could you tell us, you know, a little bit about Iris? Because we know that Iris, for example, owns the Sovos Tax product, which Brian and I have spoken about. Mm-hmm. And they also have owned or purchased other assets, for example, Mitra Tech and Cluster 7, which we have taught our attendees to use here in the U.S. market as well. So Iris mm-hmm. seems to have a pretty big portfolio, but we also know the upstream relationship with HG exists. And of course, HG's purchase of Caseware is a pretty big move. So, you know, what do you think, maybe the easiest way is just have you explain who Iris is and other things you'd like us to know about Iris and your North American strategy.
Sure. Well, Iris themselves are another company that started life back in the 1970s, supplying software to accounting firms within the UK. The original name of the company was Transaction Technology, and Iris was the name of the software for producing financial statements in actual fact. However, because to your point of a moment ago, Iris was a snappier name to remember than Transaction Technology, perhaps. That's the name that it became more known as. And I guess that's where the future kind of went in terms of what happened next. So over the years, Iris has become one of the dominant suppliers of software to CPA firms in the UK. They're certainly probably the most dominant vendor of software to smaller accounting firms in the UK. And they also have sort of two other pillars to them as an enterprise. They have another deep niche in payroll software, and they also have a deep niche in the education sector, software for schools and whatnot. But the accounting sector, as I said, is where the company started, and that's very much where its DNA is stamped. But as you say, they also became part of HG Enterprise a couple of years ago, which is a big European venture capital company. And in order to meet the sort of ambitions for growth that HG and Iris have, there was a realization that to accomplish that, they needed to go beyond the shores of the UK to kind of go to that next level. And that's really what's got their focus on expanding into other markets and working with vendors who can get them into those other markets. So as you say, you know, both Practice Engine and Star were really UK companies by origin, but have become very significant players in the North American market and fitted exactly into the profile of company that Iris wanted into their stable.
So on that front then, Ian, in prior conversations, you've actually tried to make sure that I understood the stratification of Practice Engine versus Star Practice Management.
Yeah.
And for our listeners today, how would you differentiate those various tiers and, you know, why they're stratified the way they are, perhaps?
Sure. In fact, just to evidence what I'm about to say, if people were to go to our new combined website, which is irisglobal.com, and if they go to the practice management section on that, they'll see a graphic that shows both ourselves and Practice Engine and the center product that you mentioned, and sort of some key identifiers there in terms of the size of firm that the products are aimed at and some of the key product differentiators between them. And essentially what you'll see if you go there is that Centre is really aimed at the smaller practice, I think, you know, 1 to 40, 50 sort of size. Then so Practice Engine takes the baton from there and goes to sort of 50 up to 1,000 or thereabouts. And then Star is kind of, as you say, at the top end with a target firm focus of 100 people up to about 10,000 people. And in fact, our largest client in North America is pushing about 8,000 users, which is Clifton Larsen Allen, a firm name I'm sure that will be familiar to many people listening to this.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So that makes a great deal of sense. And we do recommend that you visit irisglobal.com, and under the products accounting practice management section, you can see the differential for Centa and Practice Engine and Star Practice Management.
That's right. And again, to Brian's point, you'll see there that Star is described more as a mini ERP practice management system with a lot more breadth and depth to it. And, you know, Practice Engine is a solid product in what it does. But we're really aiming to kind of go beyond where that looks to reach, and particularly then in terms of depth of configuration and having a solution which is much more built around how a firm works. And it's that old thing about, you know, we're an accounting firm, we want to get something to help us do something better. Do we change our processes to fit what the software that's out there can give us? Or do we find a piece of software that can adapt to the way that we want to work as a firm? And Star is very much in the latter mold of, we will sit down and listen to how you want to run your business for maximum effect and maximum profitability. And we will try to make sure that Star is configured in the best possible way to deliver against that. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, before a client signs with us, we will usually do a scope, I mean, usually as in like 99% of cases, we will do a pre-contract scoping exercise with a potential client to build out a statement of work, which will run to many, many pages to make sure we really understand what the accounting firm is looking to get out of it, and B, that they understand more about what we can actually do, and we can build out a statement of work that serves those aims. And it's that kind of ERP level approach to market that I think, again, makes us perhaps somewhat different from not just perhaps Practice Engine, but frankly, anything else that's out there that says it's written specifically for an accounting firm in this practice management arena.
Makes sense. So in my mind, you know, part of the differentiation that you have to do is, you know, between Practice Engine and Star in your family or between competitors. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the key reasons a firm should consider Star? I know we've talked in the past about things like you've already named due date and workflow and others. And yes, mm-hmm. I've referred to you as an ERP solution as well, knowing that ERP is a four-letter word to a lot of people. But I actually believe that ERPs are very, very handy in both business and public practice. So what are some of the key reasons? Oh, and one more. And I knew that there was a conversion going on in the accounting back end as well, which I think you're making good progress on. So what are some of the key reasons a firm should consider Star?
So I think there are a couple of strategies. First of all, from a technology point of view, Star is almost completely and is soon about to be 100% browser-based application. So anybody implementing Star today is really looking at a browser-based solution complete by the time they go live. That solution can be either on-prem if a firm wishes it, which is what we've done traditionally, but also mm-hmm. now we can have it hosted up in Azure where we provide a managed instance for doing that. So from a technology point of view, we're right up there with browser and Azure. So with the technology stack is very different from the kind of platforms that firms would have been using in olden days, if I can put it that way, for practice management. The second thing I would say is that point again about breadth and depth of functionality. The more people poke around and do deep dives as to what our product can do versus what other systems can do, the more they realize just, you know, what the true scale of what we have to work with and what we can offer a firm really is. Then there are things like mobile, where we have native apps, and a lot of the other pieces out there don't have native apps that you download from the stores, so things like time entry and expenses, which we haven't really mentioned at all, but we have a complete online expense approval program, which again was very busy early on in lockdown as people were trying to adapt to a not in the office world. Obviously, expenses have reduced somewhat in recent times, but that will be bouncing back again, I'm sure. So it's also things like automation and workflows and integration. We have a lot of APIs, and we can do a lot of specialist integrations with products like Salesforce, Microsoft CRM, and so on. We're also a Microsoft shop ourselves, so we're able to provide Microsoft Dynamics financials for firms who are looking for a completely integrated accounting solution, which again, I think is a fairly unique offering in this niche. So a lot of our clients, probably about half, will be using what was in old money Dynamics Navision or NAV, these days Business Central 365, for their GL and AP purposes. And so for example, when I'm posting an invoice in AP, I can identify it in AP as a recharge to a client, you know, FedEx fee or something like that. And at that point, the screen will show them a real-time list of clients that are inside Star, but they're looking at it inside AP. And they then pick the client, and then it will show them which engagements are open to work on for that client, which is a point in itself because Star is very much an engagement-centric system. You know, I've never quite figured out why some legacy practice management systems, the client is in it more than once, and they go, oh yeah, well, partner A deals with their tax stuff and partner B deals with their accounting stuff. So they need to be in there twice because otherwise we can't get the right whip onto the right report. And I'm like, well, I don't really understand that, because shouldn't it be the concept that the firm owns the client and the partner owns the work? And where and how does that even work when you try to use it for CRM and the client's in there twice? So Star is very engagement centric, partly for that reason, but partly also, again, for the touch points into things like scheduling, because you schedule a year's engagement, you're tracking due date deliverables on a year-specific engagement and so forth. So the whole concept of how Star works is within the practice management zone, if you like, is very engagement-centric as much as it is client-centric. And the last piece I would say is actually nothing to do with the software at all. The last piece I would say is that Star has been working with, you know, these large firms and also the big four firms around the world for many, many years. Most of our consultants have been with us for many, many years. And so the other piece of the puzzle is that we can bring a huge amount of expertise and experience to an implementation. You know, our people have seen practice management done every which way you can imagine over many years. And so when people are always like, you know, what do other firms do? You know, they're always looking for an answer. You know, they can't believe that they've necessarily got it worked out the best way. I mean, some firms do, but a lot of firms are like, you know, has anybody figured out a smarter way of doing this than we have, and so forth. And so we can go, yeah, well, you know, without naming names, here are three or four good options we like in this area. You know, which one of those kind of gets your interest, and let's talk more about that. And it's that whole implementation project, because implementing STAR, again, you know, ERP is a four-letter word. Implementing STAR is typically a 6 to 8 month project for most firms, because we will do things like multiple test data conversions before go live. There's a huge amount of thoroughness and attention to detail done through the project. So the other big piece of it is the partnership aspect of who you're working with and making sure that that implementation is a success. And we have, you know, a strong reputation for doing that. And that's why most of our business, I mean, like 80% of our new business comes as referrals from existing clients.
Okay. Well, that's a great introduction, Ian. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the detailed information about it. Can you tell us more about the time frame and, you know, what the buying cycle looks like, and then what the attendant costs are? Because when we get into these integrations, you know, I know that it can be expensive to do this, but I also know that the most expensive thing you ever bought was cheap software. So talk to me a little bit about the time frame and kind of the rough cost to implement this.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, I mean, from signing a contract to going live, for a lot of firms, that will look like 6 to 8 months, because we will usually do multiple test data conversions and do consulting and custom report writings and integrations and a bunch of stuff over that period, right? So it follows that from a consulting point of view, you are looking at a number of days, okay? And I think any accountant on this call, if you said it was a 100-day plus project at $2,000 a day, you can pretty much work out what kind of money you're looking at as a rough number from an implementation point of view, from a consulting point of view. Obviously broken down and billed out month by month over the life of the project, but you are looking at a reasonable six-figure sum in terms of implementation. From a licensing point of view, the software is a license on an annual rental, and that covers you for the license, software support and updates. And depending upon which of those modules you've decided are right for what you're looking to do as a practice, so you only need to pay for the functionality you want, that's multiplied by the number of employees in your business. So let's say that out of your mix, so your combo of selected modules, you might be looking at something in the region of $240 to $260 per user per year. So again, if you multiply that, you know, you're going to get a different answer for an annual rental for, 150 people practice than you are for 1,050 people practice, right? The other thing then is hosting, which is around about $80 per user per year if you want the hosting element on top of that.
Great.
Does that tell you what you're looking for?
I think that gets us awful doggone close there, Ian. Now, again, I knew your system was so comprehensive, we would have a hard time even really scratching the surface. But I think you've done a delightful job of giving a good overview of the company and the product capabilities. So, Brian, closing thoughts and questions?
You know, I think Ian highlights why it's so important for accountants to think about process and to think about what they want for 5 to 10 years from now. When I'm doing my consulting, I talk to a lot of people that just want me to tell them what's the best solution for me, and they don't want to tell me anything about their practices. And one of the things that I think accountants have to think of here is that when you pick any software, you're really getting married to that software. And so you want to know the brother-in-law and the parents and the cousins and aunts and uncles and everybody. And you want to make sure that this is going to be a fit for you, because you're going to spend a lot of time with these people, and they're going to be part of your family too. And so I encourage you to do your due diligence in here. And what I think you'll find is that a lot of the traditional practice management tools may not fit the way we practice in 5 to 10 years. And so you may want to look at some next generation products that offer this level of integration, like Star, like you know, many of the others in the market.
Right? Well, thank you, Brian. That is good insight. And I do agree that we're trying to get you to think about your practices for a 5, 7, 10 year window and beyond with any acquisition you're doing right now. So, Ian, I know your time's valuable. Are there other final parting thoughts that you'd like our listeners to know?
Randy, thank you. Yes. I mean, I think I would agree with the comments just being made. I mean, we would say to people, you're really looking at least a 5 to 10 year commitment for something like this. I mean, understandable given the onboarding that I was just talking about, but people should look at it in those terms, and they should probably think of any sizable practice management commitment in those terms. Also, you know, if it's sizable, where does the money come back? We're really hoping that, and we see that our clients get a 2 or 3 or 4% pickup in realization over by the second or third year of using Star, and that's sort of win that they have year in, year out. That's where the cost justification comes back. So if you make the long-term investment, then the long-term gains are there to be had. In terms of if you want to find out a bit more about ourselves or any part of Iris Group, then I would suggest the new website irisglobal.com is a great place to go to do that. If anybody wants to speak to me specifically, well, these guys have got my details and they'd be happy to forward something on, I'm sure.
Now, that's super, Ian. Well, again, I can't tell you how pleased I am that you could spend some time with us and our listeners today.
Very glad to be invited. Thank you.
And we will see all of you on another Technology Lab. Thanks and good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.